Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Discovering that Clark Kent is Superman and determined to eliminate him once and for all, Sidney, the international spy who controls Henry Miller, the Nazi atom man, set a deadly trap for the Man of Steel. Informing Kent that he had discovered Superman's true identity, Sidney persuaded Kent to come to his house in the country, where Miller was hidden in a closet lined with lead, the one substance Superman's X-ray vision and kryptonite cannot penetrate. When Sidney opened the closet door, the emanations of the kryptonite in Miller's veins dazed and weakened Kent. Attempting to escape, he crashed through a window, but fell to his knees on the lawn outside. As we continue now in the darkness, the Atom Man stands over Kent, arms extended. Jagged green sparks like miniature lightning bolts leap from his metal-gloved fingers to strike his crumpling foe. Listen.
Say your prayers, Kent. This is the end for you and Superman.
No.
You won't get away this time. I'll finish you now. Finish you for good. Sidney, watch this.
Stop it.
Wasting your atomic power, you fool.
Let go of my arm. Get away from me.
Strike him at the face of the skull and he'll lose consciousness.
I'm going to kill him.
You couldn't kill him before if you'd forgotten. Don't be a fool, Miller. The whole world is ours if only you listen. Strike him at the back of the neck. Just make him lose consciousness and then we can finish him as we planned.
For a moment, the Atom Man hesitates as the voice of reason slowly penetrates his murder-crazed mind. Clark Kent, struggling vainly as the great strength ebbs from his battered body, hears another voice, his own, speaking to him.
Stop struggling. Pretend to lose consciousness before it's too late. That way you can find out what they're up to. It's your only chance.
Oh!
He's unconscious. Turn that thing off. Now, why waste it? Miller, do as I say.
All right.
Now you're using your head. Come on, give me a hand with him. Oh, I'm too weak. I got too excited. Gito.
Yes, Master?
Come here. Imagine Superman lying at my feet. I never would have believed it.
What are you going to do with him?
Carry him to the garage.
The garage? Oh, you mean you're going to put him in the car and take him someplace?
No.
Now, Sidney, wait a minute.
Now, don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Gito.
Yes, Master?
Take our friend, Mr. Kent, under the shoulders. You take his legs, Miller.
Now, wait a minute.
Do as I say, Miller. And hurry.
You're crazy if you're going to keep him in the garage. Kent might have told someone he was coming here tonight. When they discover he's missing, the police will come here to look for him.
They won't find him. Now, carry him to the garage.
Why won't they find him? Don't you think they'll search the garage?
Of course they will. But I still say they won't find him. Now, save your breath, and I'll show you what I mean in a moment.
Sometimes I can't figure you out.
Many wiser men than you have said the same thing. That's why, Gito.
That is correct, Master.
All right. Here we are. Now, inside with him. Set him down. Now, close the door, Gito, and turn on the light.
Yes, Master. I still don't see what you're up to.
Patience, Miller. Remember, I advised you to cultivate more patience. It's a wonderful trait.
I can do without the lectures. Master, shall I open it now?
If you please, Gito.
Open what?
You'll see.
What's that? The floor's open.
One of the concrete sections is set in a steel frame, which is on rollers.
Well, what's down there?
A comfortably furnished air-conditioned room. Look down and you'll see it.
Hey, that's not a bad hideaway.
That's a slight understatement. It's an excellent hideaway and a perfect place for our purpose. Now, if you and Gito will carry him down the steps.
Okay. Come on, Gito.
Yes, sir.
I'll put the light on down here. Careful on those steps, Miller. They're rather steep.
Yeah, this bridge is heavy.
He'll be a lot lighter in a month. Now, drop him on the floor near the bunk.
All right. Let him go, Gito.
I never thought I'd see the day when the great Superman was dragged about like a sack of potatoes. Look at him. Go on back to the house, Gito, and remove all traces of our visit. Just in case some of his newspaper friends or the police drop around. Straighten the study Rub all the furniture to remove his fingerprints and the front doorknob, too.
Yes, master.
And put a new pane of glass in the window.
Yes, master.
If a car comes into the driveway, let me know at once.
Yes, master.
You think of everything, don't you, Sidney?
Attention to details, no matter how trivial they seem, is the secret of my success. Now I'll close the panel above us and we'll be warm and comfortable. There we are. You won't mind if I turn the radio on, will you?
Do as you please.
Oh, I hate dance orchestras. Ah, that's better. Does my heart good to see Superman lying there, helpless. You'll find magazines and books on a shelf, Miller. Or if you prefer to go to bed, it's your bunk next to our friend.
You mean I'm going to sleep down here?
Of course you are. And eat and drink, too. Gito will bring us our meals. You'll find him an excellent cook.
What's the idea?
Well, you ought to be able to figure that out for yourself. Clark Kent, or Superman, is unconscious, but he isn't dead. Yet. Would be just too bad if he regained consciousness when you weren't here.
Yeah, but I don't want to be cooped up in this underground room. Gito can watch him, or you. And if he starts to recover, call me and I'll knock him out again.
We can't take chances like that. Oh, that's lovely news. Besides, I don't want you using up your atomic power knocking him out. The way I look at it, you're close to him at all times. A kryptonite in your veins may be enough to keep him unconscious. Shouldn't take any more than a month or two to finish him.
A month or two?
That's all. A strong man can live a month or more without food, but few of them can live that long without water. Of course, Superman's no ordinary man. It may take 2 months to starve him to death.
But, Sidney,
stop fretting, Miller! What's a month or two of mild discomfort? When we are playing for such high stakes. Once Superman is out of the way, nothing could stop us. We only have to threaten to destroy a large city or any part of it, and they'll pay us anything we ask. Anything. The world is ours, Miller. Now that we've found a way to finish Superman.
Prone on the floor, conscious but unable to move, Clark Kent, who is Superman, feels his blood run cold as he realizes at last the fate in store for him. Desperately, a voice, his own, speaks to him.
They've thought of the one way, the only way you can be destroyed. What will you do? What can you do?
Desperately, Kent's mind races, trying to figure some way out of his seemingly hopeless position.
We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, your announcer.
You know, gang, if Superman or Orphan Annie or Skeezix could walk right out of the funny papers and into your living room, they couldn't seem any more real than they do on those swell new comic buttons you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, Superman is so doggone lifelike with his bright blue jersey and flying red cape. Seems as if any minute he's going to say, up, up, and away! Why, it's no end of fun to trade duplicates with your pals and try to be the first in your gang to collect all 18 different buttons. And the best part is, you don't have to send in a single penny for these slick-looking buttons, not even a box stop. You can't even buy them anywhere. They come only in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So how's about asking Mom to get you some Pep tomorrow? Then see which prize you find inside. One of these exciting new comic buttons, or a military insignia or warplane button. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
3 hours have passed since Clark Kent was trapped by Sidney and the Atom Man, Henry Miller, and brought to the hideout under Sidney's garage. He lies helpless, his eyes closed, feigning unconsciousness at the foot of Henry Miller's bunk. Sidney seems content with his inactivity. He reads the newspapers, listens to the radio, eats almost constantly. But Miller, the Atom Man, becomes more and more restless and paces the floor nervously.
For heaven's sake, must you have that confounded radio on all the time, Sidney?
I like music. It's very, very soothing.
It doesn't soothe me. It's driving me crazy.
No.
This place is driving me crazy, cooped up here hour after hour. I can't stand it.
Control yourself, Miller.
If you tell me that once more, Sidney,
I will do nothing. Now sit down, please.
I'm sick of reading. Anyhow, I don't like to read. I'm a man of action. Now look, Kent hasn't stirred a finger for 3 hours since we brought him down here. Why can't I take a walk around the grounds?
You know why. I believe the kryptonite in your veins keeps him unconscious. He might come to if you leave.
All you have to do is to call out. I'll be nearby.
I told you we can't take that chance. He might get away in a couple of minutes that he took you to return.
That's ridiculous. You can see for yourself he's in a coma.
And that's the way we're going to keep him until he dies of starvation. Now behave yourself. Learn discipline. Look at me. I'm not fretting.
You're so lazy you don't want to move. But I've got to keep going. I've got to do things. I always did. And now since the kryptonite was injected into me, it's worse.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what makes me so nervous.
Nonsense. Control yourself.
There you go again. I can't stand it, I tell you.
You will stand it, and like...
No, Sidney!
I said you will. You're playing for the future of Germany. I, for the only thing I love in the world, money. You're not going to spoil it for either of us. Now sit down. Sit down, I said.
Sullenly, the Atom Man bows to the stronger will of the sinister Sidney, snatches a newspaper, and sits down. And Clark Kent's last hope that the Atom Man will leave the underground hideout flickers and dies. Now what will happen? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, when something unexpected takes place. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.